Hang Seng Index is adopting its biggest overhaul in 5 decades that will affect billions of dollars in funds. The changes include increasing the number of constituent companies to 80 from 52 and limiting a stock's weighting to 80%, 8% even. Those rules came into force in May. Last year, the HSI lagged global peers by the most in decades and was seen as being overly reliant on old world businesses. Bitcoin surged back towards $50,000 after a Chinese province banned cryptocurrency mining and said all such projects would be shut down by April. Inner Mongolia has been a crypto favorite because its cheap power helps electricity-hungry mining. China has spent years trying to shrink the mining of digital tokens amid concern about bubbles, fraud, and energy waste. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been convicted of corruption and given a year in jail. He was found guilty of offering to help a magistrate land a prestigious job in return for favors. But the legal system means he's unlikely to go to prison. His lawyer and the court official were also convicted. Sarkozy is also charged with illegally exceeding campaign spending limits. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has appeared in court via video link, accused of an additional charge of incitement to cause fear. She had no legal team in what was her first appearance since being arrested last month. The army continues to crack down on dissent, firing tear gas at demonstrators in Yangon. The UN says at least 18 people were shot dead by security forces at the weekend. Global News, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Bonnie Quinn. This is Bloomberg.